Welcome to Beyond 100K, a special series introducing you to the MFR Coaches Beyond 100K Mastermind. Over the next few weeks, we'll bring you insightful conversations with guests who will share their experiences inside the Mastermind. From discussing strategies for creating second offers to insights on hiring additional MFR therapists, overcoming obstacles, and scaling their MFR businesses beyond the 100K milestone. Sit back and enjoy the episodes.
Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Hommel, the MFR coach. I help MFR therapists to get fully booked, never under-earn, and never burn out in their MFR practices. So welcome into the show, everybody. Today's episode is going to be a little different than what you're used to listening to. I've got three guests joining me, and I interviewed them each separately. So listen into the podcast today as I speak with Rachel Pokora on her MFR emails. I talked to Kristen Kunzelman about her MFR brochures, and I talked to Deidre Buckingham all about her MFR t-shirt business. Enjoy the episode. Let's welcome Rachel Pokora to the show. Rachel, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your business?
Hi, thanks for having me, Heather. My name is Rachel Pokora. I'm a licensed massage therapist, and I have a myofascial release practice in Canton, Ohio called Northeast Ohio Myofascial Release.
Awesome. Let's talk about you in the Mastermind. What has your experience been like so far? And then we'll get into what you've created.
Yeah. So Mastermind has been a good experience for me. I was excited when you said you were offering this because I've been a past coaching client and got so much great info out of group coaching and one-on-one coaching from way back in the day. But I was really excited for like something next level, even though I didn't have like a real plan in mind or real goals of like what I was going to create or really do. Like I had some things I was toying around with, but I didn't know what we were really going to be doing, but I was willing to trust the process and go along with what you're, you know, suggesting for us because you haven't led us down the wrong road yet.
Well, there's so much time left. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm glad to hear this. And I think it's fun to point out that you were one of my OG clients back when I was doing one-on-one coaching. You've been through multiple rounds of the 12-week program, and you're a member of the 12-month program, which comes when you enroll in the Mastermind. So now you're in the Mastermind, which is all about advanced selling, creating second offers, and hiring if you want to. So let's talk about your second offer, because that's like this episode is all about second offers. So tell us what you created, what your offer is.
Yeah. So I created a digital download template for MFR therapists specifically to market to their customers, their clients, their patient base with emails. So I have found in my own experience that emails are a really potent way to stay connected. I mean, we're in 2024, you have to have emails at this point. So most of us all have an email list from our current base. And so I've been really successful with sending out my own emails and people like love my emails. So I decided to create a digital download for folks to buy that you can see all the emails that I create and send them to your clients.
That's so fun. So literally you took something you were already doing, you were already good at writing emails to your clients, specifically selling MFR to them in these emails. Then you created a document for other therapists that they can just customize, I'm assuming with their branding, with their name, their contact information. they can purchase that from you digitally, get a download and use that over and over and over again. It's like 30 emails.
Yeah, it's 30. It's over 30 emails. So there's like 30 plus some bonus stuff that can be used multiple times. I mean, I send the same emails to clients, the same ones, and they don't know.
Yeah,
they don't. Because they either don't get open the first time or, you know, they forget if I wait long enough. So yeah, it's a really easy way. All you have to do is just like copy and paste it. And then it's pretty generic. So it's not like specific to my practice, but anyone can really use the information without having to make a lot of changes, just kind of plugging in your own business info, rates. I have testimonials in there that you can use, but if you have your own testimonials, you can use those too. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's so fun. And so, I think such a need too, because, you know, we got into this business to help people. We did not get into this business to like craft the perfect emails to our clients. And I think this helps take off some stress from people that are really hesitant to even know what to put in an email to start with, or they're hesitant to even send an email. So it's literally like you copy it, you paste it, and add in your details and send it out. So way to go. How did you come up with this? Did you use the mastermind to come up with this? Did you already know coming in that you wanted to do this, or what? How did you figure this out?
I had been going back and forth of like wanting to create some kind of second offer. I didn't know exactly what that looked like in my mind. I thought it would be something digital because I don't have enough like room for more hands-on stuff. So I wanted something that was digital, but I didn't know if that was going to be a course or what that was going to look like. And then I started thinking about it and I didn't even know if it was going to be for my current clients, or it kind of evolved into MFR therapists because I realized that so many people didn't know how to write an email and they thought it was so hard. And I was like, this is so easy for me. I can totally do this. I do this all the time. And therapists are like, hey, send me your email so I can see what they look like. And like, there's a need out here. So it turned into that, which I wasn't expecting, but I created it because I thought people need this. There's no one else doing this right now. And we got to send emails.
Yeah. Well, I love it because at the time of this recording, we're only about halfway through the mastermind. So about three, four months in, and you've already developed the offer, put it into action and sold it. Like, how much money have you made from selling the second offer just in the last like month or two?
It's been like $7,500.
That's so amazing. It's like, that's like a whole another month's income.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's so great.
It took a lot of work. Like, it wasn't easy. I put like my nose to the grindstone or whatever the term is. And I'm like, I got to do this. But once I got it out, then I realized like, oh, it's done. I don't really have to do a whole lot more. I can just tweak it how I find necessary and kind of work out the kinks. Or I'm kind of working on phase two of it in the future of like redeveloping it a little bit more so that it's more user friendly and there's more options out there. So this is just like the beginning stages.
Yeah. What I love about this and what you've created is that you did not wait to know everything ahead of time, tech wise, delivery wise, customer service wise. You did it good enough to get it out there and you made $7,500. And this is just version one. And there's so much room for this to expand, for you to create other things. You know, there's just, my mind is going wild with all of the things that can be created. So hopefully by the end of the mastermind, you will have created a second version to this or added something on, had more options or made it more user-friendly, updated it so it's more customer service friendly for you.
Yeah.
I think when we create second offers, like some people have ideas, but they get so frozen in the minutia of needing to know all of the details versus just kind of putting it imperfectly into action and then seeing what doesn't work.
Yeah. And I think you like helped us with that or helped me with that because I had a lot of emails already written because there were emails that I sent to my clients, but I also created more stuff too that was specific for this document, this download. And it was fun to write the emails because I enjoy doing it, but I didn't know how to set up like a flow through where people could buy it. How do I make it accessible? How does this work like logistically? And then like figuring it out, there was things I never have ever done. Like I learned how to do stuff I'd never thought I was going to need to know how to do. Asking help, you know, like you've given me a lot of advice and tips and things to think about that I was like, oh, well, I'm so glad I have someone here because it wouldn't have happened on my own ever. So thank you.
I love that you've created this. And I think it's, you know, it's a need in our community. And anytime we can make things simpler for MFR therapists, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And I want people to be able to make their practices sustainable and easy. And I think sending emails is such a great way to engage your clients, to get your clients to know, like, and trust you before they ever even buy from you, after they've bought from you, and while you have a sustainable relationship with them, so they continue to get MFR. So yeah. Kudos to you. This is so fun and amazing. And I can't wait to see what you do next. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So cool. Tell everybody where they can find the emails and find more information.
Yep. So you can visit my website. It's www.mfremails.com. And it'll pull up the website there. And then you can click checkout and it'll be delivered to you instantly as a download. And it's like a PDF file. So it's an ebook with all the templates and you just copy and paste it. And then you can pick which one you want to send to your clients. They don't really go in order. So that's the kind of the fun part about it. You can choose what feels fun at the time and yeah.
Send them on out. Do you recommend that people copy and paste it into like their own Google Doc so then they have continued access to it?
Yeah. Right now, the download link comes with like a 30-day download link. You can always get an additional download link. You can get that forever. But if you download it, you can save it to a Google Doc or you can save it as a PDF and then you always have access to it. But if for some reason you lose the link, I can send another one out. So there's always access to it, but the original download link only lasts about 30 days. So yeah, once you have it for life. It's yours.
Amazing.
Yeah, it should like last, you know, realistically, like the 30 plus emails should give you like 7 to 8 months worth of content. So it's almost a year of marketing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. So people that are listening, go and grab your email download at www.mfremails.com because trust me, this is going to be the cheapest this is ever available and probably not always going to be lifetime access if I continue to be Rachel's coach. So go get it right now while you have it for life.
Yes.
Rachel, thanks so much for sharing your story. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience?
You know, I think if you're in your business and you're booked, you're fully booked and you're making money and you're comfortable with where you are, you may want to think about expanding beyond your comfort level and getting some next level coaching because you might be surprised that you think you already know all of the stuff, but you will find that you can learn much more beyond 12 months of coaching.
I love that. Yeah, you guys, let's do it. All right. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the podcast, Kristen Kunzelman. How are you doing? Introduce yourself for people that haven't heard you before on the podcast, and then we'll get into it.
Good morning. Really happy to be here. My name is Kristen Kunzelman, and I own Pacific Myofascial Release in the San Francisco Bay Area, California. And I also started the MFR brochures that you might have seen online.
Awesome. So let's talk about your idea for the brochures. Now, you came into the mastermind already with this idea in progress. You had already started selling it. What were your plans for being in the mastermind, knowing that you kind of already had the second offer and it was already out in the world?
That's a good question. I just missed coaching because I actually wasn't in it right before the mastermind started. I had taken a break and I was so excited to be back. I love your coaching. I love so many people in the group. So for me, I mean, you don't know what you don't know until you find out. And so the fact I had already started them and then you were creating this group, it was so perfect. I was like, oh, yes, please sign me up. The more help, the better.
Yeah.
And you're always a great sounding board and support. Like when we run it, like I'm a self-starter and figure out most things on my own, but sometimes you run into stuff that you're not really sure how to handle or what to do. And I just found the mastermind to be really invaluable for that. And I was just really excited to be back around everybody in the group.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you back in. Let's talk about your second offer, which is your MFR brochures. How did you come up with that idea?
It was really organic. I was a teacher in the past, and so I'm used to writing curriculum and helping people learn and grow. It's just kind of in my nature. And so about a year into my practice, I was realizing I really wanted to give clients something to take home with them on different topics that are very normal to us as MFR therapists. But when you have a new client that's never done this work before, it's great to give them a little bit more. And so I had already wanted to create these. And so I did over the spring and, you know, showed them to a couple therapists just to like get some feedback because I was the new kid on the block and they'd all been treating people for years. And so some of the other therapists saw them and were like, hey, if we could buy these, you know, if you make them available. And so that was a very eye opener for me that these didn't exist anywhere in this form. And so it was really organic. It's just to help clients. It's to help the MFR therapists help their clients more.
I love that so much. It's such a need for our community. And I think it's been fun to watch people inside this program create things for MFR therapists. Like the sky is the limit. We may be a niche group, but there definitely are things within our community that we just haven't had access to yet or haven't been created yet that make our jobs as MFR therapists even easier. So I really do feel like with your brochures, it helps to kind of build that relationship with the client and the therapist so that the therapist can really focus on treatment delivery and treatment plan delivery. And then the client can take those brochures home with them and do a little bit of reading or get some reassurance if they had questions. And it's not all of the heavy lifting is on the therapist.
Yeah.
While it's still a therapist's job to educate, it's nice to have those as a resource and a supplement to the heavy lifting that the MFR therapist.
People have said that. They said, you know, nothing on here is new. You know, like I took a summary of what we already all talk about.
Yeah.
But it's formatted in a way that's really digestible. It's really clean. And the truth is that sometimes your clients aren't going to hear a word you say, you know, in treatment. Yeah. If they're in pain or if they have had a day or if they have got a lot of stuff going on, you know, it's nice to think they're going to remember every word we said. And most therapists do cover these topics. But the reality is that they won't, you know, many of them.
Right.
And so when you can send them home with something, they have it. And whenever it comes up for them, they have a resource to go back to because a lot of them don't buy the books right off the bat or ever. You know, and so it's one more thing that's going to help them when something comes up for them, whether it's a healing crisis or emotions or, you know, unwinding, you know, whatever the topic, there's so many topics, but they get to just come to it at their own time and in their own way, which I think is far more meaningful than just assuming they're going to just come into our session and want to know everything they can and take it in that moment.
Right. Or read your website or do any research ahead of time.
Right.
Like sometimes we're like, it's on my website. What's your problem? Why don't you know about all these things? We're so stubborn. So funny. This really helps with that. You know, clients don't read things. They don't read emails all of the time.
Yeah.
But we still should send them. And they don't read our websites all of the time. So this is just a nice way to send them home with a reminder. And also, what if they're in a healing crisis when they leave? What if they're out of their body while they're getting treatment? There's so many factors. So this is such a great thing.
Yeah.
What did you have to think and believe about yourself in order to take on something like this? Create, you know, it's basically like creating a second business and putting this out in the world because you're kind of a new MFR therapist too, new in quotation marks.
Yeah. I actually didn't think about it at all until after they were out. I just did it because I was like, this needs to happen. I need this for my clients. Oh, some other people want to buy them too. Great. Let's find a way to sell them. And it wasn't until after they were already up for sale. I was like, who am I to be putting this out there? And so it took me a while. Like, yes, I'm new. But on the other hand, I just heard everything fresh over the last 2 years. I haven't had time to get like stuck in my ways or, you know, fall into old patterns where it's like, it's all new. Mm-hmm. And I do consume a lot of information. Like I've read a lot of books on, I just love learning. And so I had taken in a lot of information, but then I came back to like, well, I have a master's degree in teaching and I have created curriculum for between 15 and 20 years. Like that is a strength of mine. And so that was kind of the angle that I felt more okay doing it. I was like, I may be newer to the field, but I have this huge background that lends itself to doing this. And the thing is, people don't have to buy them, you know, if they're not into it.
Like, for sure. No, I just mean like, I think it's brilliant. I think it's great. When I say like new therapist, I just mean like you haven't been around for like 20 years doing this.
No, I've been around for 2 years.
Right? But I think that makes it even better and more badass. And also just, I love new therapists. I love the energy of new therapists. I love the tenacity of new therapists. And I think when you don't spend time worrying about, are people going to like this? Da, 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 like, you're just so excited about it. You're excited about it enough for everyone else that you just go do the thing.
Yeah.
You put it out in the world and then you start having the thoughts of like, oh, what did I just do? Right. Kind of how I started coaching. Like, what have I just done?
Well, and it comes back to, you see a need, you know, like this needs to exist to help our clients better. Not everyone has to opt in, but the people who have found it love it. And they talk about it all the time with me and how helpful it is for them and their clients. And so it needs to be there. And then if people want to opt in, even better.
So fun. So fun. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what your journey has been like in the mastermind. Like, what did you think it was going to be like? What need has it filled for you since you've been in?
It's a great sounding board for ideas or questions and just the mindset you go through. And it's hard to have a second. I've actually been feeling a lot the last 2 weeks. Like, it's a lot to have a small second business on top of the first business. You know, so sometimes you get like just the sense of camaraderie of like, we're all kind of in this together and how do we handle this? And we get to ask questions that maybe wouldn't be appropriate for the other group. You know, like if someone's still starting their first just hands-on MFR business, talking about a second business that is not treating people may or may not be the most helpful thing. So I found it nice to have just a second group that was focused on everything that goes past that first group that you have. And so that was really great. I love mindset work. I think that's one of the most valuable things I get out of coaching. And even if I don't have interest in running a clinic or hiring other therapists, but a lot of the people in the group do. And so even when it doesn't apply to me directly, just seeing how people think about things and how do they handle situations and what's possible. And then sometimes like you get a little nugget of, oh, actually, that's pretty cool what they were just talking about. I wonder if there's a way to kind of make that what I want in my life. Mm-hmm. So just the influence of everybody has been great.
Awesome. Yeah, it is pretty fun to see where everybody is at and where they're going and just seeing what's possible next, because it's really wild. You know, you've been in business for 2 years, right? 2 years as an MFR therapist. You've created a six-figure business your first year in business, right?
Your second. Yeah, because I started mid-year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Okay. I don't have my spreadsheet in front of me. You know, Kristen's famous for her spreadsheet. But I just want to celebrate like what a huge accomplishment that is. You know, most people are like, oh, it takes about 5 years to make your business work. So I think it's incredible how many MFR therapists, including you, are doing it in the first 12 months, the first 18 months, the first 24 months, like really generating enough revenue to stay in business and to stay in business in areas where it's really expensive to live and operate. You know, you're in San Francisco, there's a heavy lift and a heavy burden of like higher rents and all of these things. So you really made it work. And you've had to go from being a band director to an entrepreneur that can charge rates that sustain a practice. So I think that that's a big accomplishment to celebrate. And then to bring in a second offer, your second year of business is really, you know, it's insane, but it's also like brilliant because you're going to be able to double your revenue just by having the second income stream, which is great and so fun.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. And you say this sometimes that a lot of the things we accomplish in coaching, we might be able to just do on our own, but it collapses the timeline. And so you get there faster, you work through all your struggles faster. You see that all your struggles are normal struggles that everybody goes through. It's like, they're not unique to you. And that makes me feel so much better. Mm-hmm. So it just collapses the timeline. And I can't remember if I said this on some other podcast, but what's interesting to me is like, musicians always take lessons. Any musician that, you know, has become serious in any manner, you've taken private lessons at some point.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's kind of like, this is private lessons for my business and my business brain and how to handle things. And I think it's fun. I really love it.
Yeah. I love looking at it in that way too. It normalizes getting help in your business, but it's like, yeah, it's like taking instrument levels lessons or ice skating lessons or pottery lessons or anywhere you... cooking lessons, right? Like, we don't always just know everything. And even when we do, maybe we still want it to be faster. So that's great that you brought that up. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find your business and where they can find your brochure business?
The brochures are at mfrbrochures.com. And so you can order them there. We have 7 different cards right now, and we're looking to add about 4 more later this year. So I'd love to send them to you. I have a surprise coming too. I don't know when you're airing this podcast, but I turned the main myofascial release brochure card into banners that people can buy if they do booths at, you know, a fair or a conference or farmer's market or something that just talks about like the basics of what myofascial release is.
That's amazing.
I'm really excited about it. I haven't launched it yet. And so it's going to be like banners that you can buy and hang. Or they make these really cool, like retractable tabletop banners that you can just like pop up real quick and have on your table. So by the time this airs, hopefully they are live and you guys can all come buy your banners too.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So that's in the works. My business is Pacific Myofascial Release, and it's on Instagram and Facebook and my website. So come visit.
Yes. So brilliant. Everybody, like, get on Kristen's email list for her brochures so that you don't miss out on all of the things that she has left in her brain to drop as drops and future projects.
Did I tell you about my email series I just launched?
No.
I guess I did that too. Okay, I've done a lot of that. I'm so tired, Heather. I need to take a break. So I also started a weekly newsletter for therapists. And so it talks about like, how do you create your ideal client? And like, how do you utilize the brochures in your practice? And so far, the feedback has been really great. We're just a couple of weeks in, and therapists write me back. They're like, that's a really neat way to think about it. I'm so glad you shared this. So if you want free emails too on helpful topics, sign up on my website.
Great. So sign up on our website. Awesome. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you on the next time you're on the podcast. I'm sure this is just, you're just on a podcast tour with me.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks for joining. Calling all MFR therapists. Get ready to level up your practice and unlock your full potential with the Beyond 100K Mastermind. Applications open on April 12th, 2024. Enroll by April 14th, and you'll receive a complimentary and private one-on-one call with me, Heather, valued at over $500. This personalized session will provide tailored insights to accelerate your growth. Join us for a free training session on April 12th at 1 p.m. Central, with an encore presentation April 14th at 3 p.m. Central. Learn how to scale your MFR business, improve client outcomes, establish your authority, increase your income, and even carve out time for yourself with 6 weeks off every year. Don't miss this opportunity to take your practice to the next level. Sign up for the free training today. Go to themfrcoach.com/webinar. Let's welcome to the show, Deidre Buckingham. Deidre, welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your MFR practice?
Well, happy to be here, Heather. I'm Deidre Buckingham. I own the Mending Tree MFR in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been doing MFR only for the last 12 years, but I've been a therapist for this is my 28th year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, a long time, right? Were you even born 28 years ago?
Yes, I was. Thanks for saying that. For sure I was.
Were all of your listeners born 28 years ago?
Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm just here to say that it's possible to actually be a therapist this long if you take care of your body and you do MFR only.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Have you noticed a switch? This is off topic, but have you noticed a switch in like the way your body feels since you've transitioned to MFR only? And you did that for 12 years, but like, is there any difference even from like since you changed things when we started coaching and how your body feels?
Yeah, I would say, if I hadn't switched to MFR only, I probably wouldn't be doing this work anymore, MFR or massage. Mm-hmm. My years of being just a massage therapist, deep tissue, working in the physical therapy realm, and seeing like 35 people a week was just killing my body.
Yeah. How many people is fully booked for you now?
Now I see like anywhere between 16 and 18, but really 16 is fully booked, 16 hours a week of doing MFR only.
Amazing. And prior to coaching, how many people were you seeing a week?
I was seeing like 30 to 35 people.
And are you making more money now seeing 16 a week than you were when you were seeing 30 people?
Well, as a matter of fact, Heather, yes, I am making more money seeing less people, if you can believe that.
I love that for you so much. And we'll probably touch on that a little bit. But what I really want to talk to you about today is your experience in the mastermind. So you want to tell us a little bit about why you decided to join the mastermind and kind of what it's been like for you?
Sure. So after, I think I did like two rounds of coaching before mastermind, just in your 12-week or 3-month program. I did that twice. And then after sort of implementing that, you know, I reached my goal of making $100,000, bringing in $100,000 in a calendar year. And so when you had hinted that you were sort of coming up with another program for those of us that had already been in coaching and had reached that goal or close to that goal. So I was super interested in just taking my coaching experience a little bit further, which is what the mastermind is really all about. People who have implemented a lot of the things that you teach us, who, you know, have their businesses going and are just sort of ready for like the next level of coaching. So yeah, I was super interested in that. And it's been actually a really great container to be in with everyone that's in it, learning from you, learning from them, and just hearing about everyone's sort of next level experience.
Yeah. So let's talk about that experience for you. When you joined the mastermind, did you have an idea of like a project you wanted to work on? Were you like, I definitely have a second offer, or were you just more there for mindset work? What was your thought process in the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, I was already fully booked with my 16 to 18 people. And then I guess it was more thought work about sort of how to raise my rates again, even though I had done that 2 times prior, just to go deeper with that. And then, yeah, I'd had an idea about a second offer, actually a couple of offers, but I really honed in on what is now MFRT-shirts.com. So a t-shirt company that actually showcases t-shirts for MFR therapists or clients. And there's a few like coaching t-shirts in there too. So yeah, so I opened that during this container.
That's so fun. Can you tell me a little bit about why t-shirts and what kind of need this fills in our community?
Yeah. So if you've met me, you know, I'm kind of a tall, big girl with big, broad shoulders, and I never can find anything that fits me. And, you know, I'm an MFR therapist. I go to all the seminars and they always sell t-shirts there. And I've always wanted to buy one, but they never fit me. And they're never the right shape for me. And I just decided to create my own. So basically the need was there for me to actually have a shirt that I could wear. But then I was just like, nobody's selling t-shirts for MFR therapists. And I work in t-shirts every day because that's comfortable for me. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be awesome if I started making t-shirts for MFR therapists that have little sayings that sort of promote our work, or, you know, release the fascia queen, just things like that are interesting to wear, are comfortable to wear, and get people sort of maybe asking you like, oh, what's fascia? What's that? What's that goofy t-shirt you're wearing? So yeah, that was part of my reason for starting a company.
I love that. And I know I spent some time with you at the Nashville seminars and you had like great t-shirts every day. This was before you started your MFR t-shirt journey. But I was like, Deidre, you're so creative. You are so funny. And then you just started producing these t-shirts that are wildly amazing. Like you have one, I think it says, does it say release the fashion? It's like a big octopus on the front.
Yeah. That's kind of my goofy humor, but yeah, like, you know, release the crack and release the fascia. So
yeah,
it's nice that I have a husband that can like take my vision and actually put it in a computer and vectorize it and then either sublimate it or put it on commercial vinyl cutter. So I wouldn't have this company without him. So I just got to give a little plug for my husband, Mark.
Yes. It's nice when we can have ideas and we don't have to know everything about it in order to execute it. And we just use our resources, right? So this is a good case of that. It's like, oh, well, I can come up with these ideas. And then I have this spouse over here that can execute for me. And together, this is going to be a genius.
Yeah.
Kind of way to promote exactly. This. Yeah. So fun.
It is a fun project. And it's something we sort of do together. He does one part of it and I do the other part of it and then ship everything out. And yeah, so it is a lot of fun.
I love this so much. I've ordered your t-shirts. They are very high quality and very comfortable to wear. I own the MFR is greater than jazz hands t-shirts. It's like one of the things sometimes I always say is like, we don't have to jazz hands around the table in order to convince our clients that they need myofascial release or that myofascial release works for them. So I always feel like I inspired that t-shirt. I don't know if it's true. And then I have the Get Coached hooded sweatshirt, which is really cool. It's kind of vintagey and it's really soft. So not only do you have like these great designs that people can choose from, I believe the t-shirts come in all different colors. They come in a curvy option. And then what else can people expect when they land on your site?
Yeah, so it was really important for me to have a quality t-shirt because I'm really super picky about my t-shirts. I hate t-shirts where you like buy them and then they like shrink and they like fit weird. And, you know, I don't think there's anything worse than a tight, ill-fitting t-shirt, maybe tight fascia, but that's how I feel like in a t-shirt that doesn't quite fit me right. And frankly, there's not a lot of options out there if you are a plus size gal or a plus size guy. Like anyone can go to like Michael's or Walmart and buy a Gildan t-shirt, but it's like fits on a box.
Yeah.
And that's just not me. So the t-shirt, I use LA t-shirts and they have just really quality cuts and quality colors and really true to their size. And they, you know, they have different options of fit, which is important for me. So, and they're about the only company out there that has a plus size line.
Oh.
So that's why I use them.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to have so many options. How many color choices are there available right now?
Right now, like in the sweatshirts, which everyone should own one of these sweatshirts because you will live in it. There's 5 colors in the sweatshirts. I really can get anything. It's just a matter of, you know, I'm a small company, so I don't list everything that I could get. If someone had like a special request, they have to have lime green or something. I can get anything. But if you know anything about like setting up a computerized store, it's challenging to list everything that you could offer. So I just have a small selection. But really, I invite anyone that has something specific they want or have a vision. I can get anything. Literally.
Great.
It's just not listed on my website.
Yeah. One of the newer designs, I don't know if it's on your website yet, is a t-shirt that says, does it say make MFR mainstream or making MFR mainstream, which is my motto. And I'm going to be buying that t-shirt. Is that t-shirt available for people to buy now?
Not yet. It's not up on the website. Probably by next week, it'll be up. But it basically says, I'm making MFR mainstream, which is something that you've really been saying a lot. And one of the things that I like about these t-shirts is they're just a little bit different. And they have this quality that it's called a what's that? And so people are going to look at it and see like, what's that? What's that on your shirt? And it's a really great conversation starter about what you do. Like, what is MFR? What does that mean? What is fascia? Why do you have an octopus on your shirt? You know, what is jazz hands? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced that at seminars or whenever I wear any of my goofy t-shirts, like in a bar or at a festival, like people always say to me, like, what is that? What does that mean? Or that's crazy. Or I love that. It always evokes some sort of response. And it's a really great way to just tell people what you do right away.
Yeah. So you recommend that people buy these t-shirts and wear them as a way for people to be like, what's that? And also, I mean, aside from that, it's a great conversation starter for you to break the ice and start talking about myofascial release or start talking about how you help people. And on top of that, they look good, they're fun, and they're enjoyable enough for yourself that like you're going to wear it and feel really good wearing it to work, wearing it to the gym, wearing it to a bar, wherever you're going to wear it. And again, you have that, what's that opportunity to have an icebreaker conversation with someone that maybe wouldn't have interacted with you if you were just wearing a white t-shirt or a t-shirt without a logo on it. You didn't have that in to start a conversation. So I love that. That's such a great idea and such a great, a helpful lead-in for people, especially people that are shy or introverted or aren't good at starting conversations. This allows a way in for other people to start conversations with you.
Yeah. And I think that's important because as you teach us in coaching, we're our own best referral, like our ability to just be able to easily talk about what we do and how it can help people is really the best way to interact or to engage people in coming in for MFR.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you see for the future of this t-shirt company? Are you in this for the long haul? Are you just kind of like doing this for the next few months to see if people are interested in this? Like, what's your vision for this offer that you have?
Yeah. I mean, my husband and I have been making t-shirts for a while now, just like, you know, for Halloween or someone's birthday party or, you know, whatever, just like special occasion stuff for us. And so we just kind of expanded on the idea for my need for MFR t-shirts. And I mean, I guess I see myself doing this because it's really fun for me. I really enjoy doing it. And, you know, it's been a learning curve as far as like, you know, getting product in, figuring out what people want and designing stuff and getting it on the shirts and getting them out into people's hands and on their bodies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I just hope that it continues to expand and grow. And, you know, my goal is to sell one t-shirt to all 100,000 therapists that are currently working as MFR therapists. So that's my goal. And I'm not there.
I love that. It's a good goal to have and I think doable. So for people that are listening to this, where can they go and find the t-shirts? Where can they buy them?
Yeah. So the name of my company is Mending Tree Apparel, and you can go to mendingtreeapparel.com, or if that's too hard for you to remember, mfrtshirts.com. So both of those will take you to my website.
Okay. I love that. So mendingtreeapparel.com or mfrtshirts with an S.com to buy these really cool MFR t-shirts. You know, they'd be fun to wear to a seminar, fun to wear every day in your practice. I have really seen, you know, you kind of released this early to people that were in coaching. So a lot of people have purchased t-shirts. It's fun to see them show up on the coaching calls with your t-shirts on. You know, we're starting to see these out in the wild now. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. And if anyone that lives, obviously, in my area, the Madison area, you don't have to pay for shipping. You can just come to my office or I can get it to you. Or if you know, I know there's some seminars coming up in our area. There's Fascial Pelvis in April. So if anyone's coming for that and you're interested in t-shirts or trying them on for size or you have questions about size, I'm happy to answer any of those questions through my email or Facebook. I'm also on Facebook under Mending Tree Apparel.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to share about your experience in the mastermind? Any advice you want to give to someone who's thinking about joining?
Well, you know, for me, I really always look at return on investment. And so every dollar that I've spent with you in coaching, whether it be the mastermind or the 12-month program, has always like paid for itself immediately. So I just encourage people to join if they want to be in this profession. And I wouldn't be where I am today without coaching. It just allowed me to expand my business and just grow the money that I'm making while reducing the amount of people I'm seeing. And then also got me to open this t-shirt company, which I probably never would have done. Even though I'd wanted a t-shirt company for years, I just couldn't, I don't know, get it together, I guess. And, you know, get me thinking bigger ideas about how to incorporate MFR into maybe a different immersive experience, just different things. So, yeah, I can't say enough about the program, the mastermind.
Thank you so much for saying all that. It's super fun to remember back to where you were when I first met you. You know, you were like really working hard, really ready to burn out. And you just were so quick to apply every suggestion I've ever made for you, every coaching I've ever given you, and you just have collapsed the time it takes to do any of these things. Like you say, you know, maybe you wouldn't have started your t-shirt business if you weren't in the program, you know, a year ago. Like, were we even thinking about second offers? No. So it's really fun to see what you've come up with, what you've created, and how you put it into action. And then also how well you've maintained your boundaries with getting fully booked at your new rate, raising your rates again, all these things, and really allowing yourself to stop overworking and allow the money to come in based on the work that you've put in and how well you've done with selling to your best fit clients and all of that. And I know you're getting ready to go to Malvern and have your first tea for tea. Are you pretty excited about that?
Yeah, I have. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, so I have lots to do to get ready, you know, pack a car. But yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I've been to Malvern before. I did my skill enhancement seminar there 2 years ago and happy to be back, But I think this will be a big experience for me. Even though I've been doing MFR for a long time, I've never had the money or the ability to actually take the time off and like go and experience it. And it was just never a priority for me before. And really, like, that comes from your coaching. Like, how can you be doing this and not using what you are dedicating your total life to and profession? And I don't know why I never made that connection. It just seems so obvious, but I don't think it is that obvious. I think a lot of us just don't ever take enough good care of ourselves. And when you're in this container, like you said, it collapses your time to like figure stuff out. And it really opens up your ability to live a better life and have bigger experiences. And that includes going for treatment, because that's really a big part of being able to do this work is to experience this work.
I agree. And I think it's so awesome that you're taking the time away to get the care that you need before you ever even know you need it, right? I mean, we need it all the time, but not waiting for something to go wrong before getting a tea for tea and just going because you can and you want to is such a huge flex. And many MFR therapists never get into a position where they can afford to do these things. And I just want to point out, not only have you afforded multiple rounds of coaching, but you're also affording to do T for T and affording to take lots of seminars every year and still being able to pay yourself. And I think some people think that there's a trade-off between investing in their business, like something in coaching, or investing in their care, like something like a T for T. And they don't consider that you can have more than enough money in your practice when you know what you're doing, so that you can not just afford to do these things, but you have the extra cash to do these things and you create even more. So it's not a this or that, or maybe I can afford to do these things. You know, the risk is low when you are willing to implement and take coaching and do the things.
Yeah, I just was doing my taxes. This is my first year as an S Corp doing my taxes. And he was talking about it with my husband. And he's like, this is incredible. Like, you get to write off, like, I think I spent almost like $14,000 this year on enriching myself. He's like, that's a tax deduction. Like, I would give my left arm to be able to invest that in myself. And I just never really thought
of it. Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah. And so that's like the beauty of, you know, having your own business is it's a tax write-off to invest in yourself, in coaching and seminars and travel. And that's a bonus. That's a huge bonus. And again, with coaching, it wouldn't have been possible without coaching for me.
Well, I'm happy to have met you and happy to have supported you on this journey. Will you just remind everybody again where they can find you and where they can find your second offer, your t-shirts?
Sure. I'm at themendingtree.com. That's my business, Madison, Wisconsin. And then mfrtshirts.com for t-shirts.
Awesome. All right. We'll include all of your links in the show notes, so everybody that's listening can find those links easily and go and get your t-shirt, check them out, and drop Deidre an email if you're going to be in the area, and maybe you can just meet her in person and pick those up. It'd be great.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah. Thanks, Deidre. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you on another episode of the MFR Coaches podcast next week. Don't forget to sign up for my Beyond 100K webinar that's coming on April 12th. Link in the show notes. We'll see you there. Have a good day. Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and rate and review the podcast. I appreciate it. For more information, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach. And check out my website, www.themfrcoach.com, for more information. If you are currently not working 20 hours or less and making six figures in your MFR business, I want to help you change that. Make sure you tune into the show and get on my email list so you never miss out on important trainings and information. To be the first to find out when we are enrolling next for my 12-month Business Foundations coaching program, get on that email list at www.themfrcoach.com/join. Inside this program, you'll learn how to raise your rate, overcome objections, and sell MFR. You'll become the MFR therapist that never under-earns and never burns out. It's up to us to make MFR mainstream, and it starts with you and your successful MFR practice. See you next week.